Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, how you doing? Yeah, it's never a dull moment. How was your day? How eventful was it? I thought I'd share a little bit tonight. And we're up to module 5 on the course. Beyond reassurance and building confidence and resilience to life. So we've come up to the topic of module 5 today, and you know, talking about building the resilience through challenges of this life. So I hope you guys are doing well. You know, for me today was a little bit harsh. Temperature changed, sort of drifted back in the past a little bit, back to past traumas. So we do. We do come back once in a while. But you know, let's kind of think about reframing our minds so you can build and challenge those thoughts and the shadow part of life. I mean, when we're in a match with somebody things kind of turn around once in a while. It's just expected, but yeah. Anyway, I think I had my share today. So yeah, not top of the world today, but I think after I do this podcast, I think I'll cheer up a little bit. But yeah, such is life, right? That's why we're talking about anxiety, changes, and sometimes just talking it out can really help us. So just today I was thinking about, I should put on the end of the podcast for people who might be going through some challenges, maybe like lifeline kind of numbers. And you can always call Lifeline when you're feeling a bit down to talk to somebody. People are there, they're ready to listen to us, and and that's kind of cool things to do, and it might help. Just talking it out helps, talking to someone. They don't, when you do call people from the Lifeline, they tend to listen to you. That's their job. And maybe just ask you certain questions, but that's all they do. They're just there to listen to you, and sometimes you'll find the answer yourself, or you'll come back to the normal, normal self, your parasystemic system. You're more, balancing your nervous system. You might have had overreacting, overthinking. It's life. So let's go on with the topic. So let's look at what this topic's all about. So number one, we need to understand the relationship between resilience and confidence. So we'll talk to that tonight. Let's look at the relationship.
Yeah, he said, like, resilience is an ability to bounce back, right? From setbacks, from whatever's going on, whatever events you've had of your day, and then adapt to change. So sometimes you just need to be strong, and sometimes you just need to let go of things, and it's all about letting go of things or surrendering to things, and it's the ego trying to protect itself totally messes us up. So yeah, we need to be able to adapt to change, okay? And that's through that we become resilient to something, and it's not the first time around, so we don't need to keep acting like it's the first time around. And I kind of don't get that, but I do get that we need to, you know, think that it's our first time around, and we've done this before. Why do we keep getting too personal? You know, I think that we're all evolving, we're all changing, right? And guess what? It is the year. Life is now changing, the year of the Aquarius, which means that technology and our spirits are evolving faster than we know. But the only challenge is to step out of that. We must step back to actually become part of the evolving part. Love is taking over. It really is. We need to let that go. We need to let go of our stuff, and you will be challenged, but can you get through? Can we get through all the adversity? Yeah. And keep going in the face of adversity. Confidence, like, comes out when individuals know that they can handle difficulties and recover from failures. Now, today, I felt like a failure. I really did, you know. I went to my past, and as I said, we evolved. That past is not me anymore. No one is. We all evolve. Some of us are getting ready to check out, right? Depends what age you are. Are you 20, 40, 60, 80? Where are you on the time scale? Isn't it time to kind of let shit go and stop holding on to things and make some real moves? And I'm talking from my point of view here. Sometimes I'm holding on to too many things. That's what's causing me to have a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress in life, and the pattern seems to be looping. You know, you're allowed it. Like, man, we got to kind of have a bit of respect for ourselves also. But let's kind of respect more for ourselves. And yeah, it's okay to fail. You know, we can handle the difficulties. It's okay. We are survivors, you know. I keep saying, if you went to the bare minimum, can you survive with the bare minimum? All right? There's always hope and there's always support out there. You just have to reach out. That's my opinion. Anyway, so without waffling too much, this particular module looks at to dissect how these two concepts, like, intertwine, the relationship and resilience and confidence, right? So we look at the concept, how they intertwine, how they join together, demonstrating that each time we overcome a challenge, right, we reinforce our confidence, right? So do we move away from a challenge or do we face the challenge? That's the question. Which in turn, like, builds our resilience on future challenges, right? So, yeah, sometimes the conversation I had was like, did I actually challenge my past? Or was I too soft to challenge it? Okay, being transparent, I think, yeah, I was a little bit too soft. I was always a pleaser, and, you know, I didn't really step into my right shoes, the truth. Sometimes you need to, the conversation came up to you, are you ready to fight? All right, like a soldier, are you ready to fight? Okay, and that to me is a bit stressful, but, you know, people have surrendered their lives to this. They're being mashed into wars and lost lives and World War One, World War Two. Who knows what will happen in World War Three? So, who knows if there'll be a World War Three? It's just evolution's about to take place. The Aquarius time is here. Yeah, which means technology, change. Here I am using technology to produce this podcast. Hopefully someone will pick up the message and they'll evolve from it, or they'll make a call, or, you know, they'll see somebody, they'll talk to somebody. You know, maybe lifeline for those who might be going through some serious mental challenges at the moment, right? Man, there's hope out there. Just reach out, especially for men. I hate to say it, the guys, you're holding on too long. Let go of stuff. You know, you're survivors, but things can be tough. You just need to let go of things. Look for help. Lifeline's there. Anyway, let's move on to, I kind of chucked it in there, but let's explore like methods to embrace changes as opportunities to grow, for growth, right? Let's look at focus on cultivating a mindset. That's what we need, to view challenges not as roadblocks. They're not roadblocks. As I said, can you live with bare minimum? All right? You know, you see people like out there on the streets and that, homeless. I know it's a nasty thing to say, but they are coping. You know, they're becoming resilient from the temperature. Okay, when it snows, you definitely need shelter. You can't be that cruel, right? There's always shelters out there for people until they bounce back up and become more resilient, right? And they get their lives together, and it could be just a stepping stone for and professional development, right? People who practice this will learn various strategies, you know, to shift their perspectives. There's heaps of good benefits of the challenges. And there's always a skill to learn and skill to tackle things more effectively. So learning our skills, survival is a skill. The point is, the ego does not want to surrender the body. All right, it'll do anything to protect it. However, it does kind of cause us to, it actually shakes us up. Are we listening to what we need to listen to, or we do ignore it? Sometimes it says, hey, what's your path in this life? Are you following it? You know, a lot of people are misaligned, and they know it's not right, but they're still there. Sometimes, yeah, we just need to let go of things, right? So if we're in a Zoom call now, and this is a mini course, if we're in a Zoom call, we'd form a group discussion on overcoming past challenges. So I had a past challenge that came up to me. We'd normally, all of us would kind of be gathering in a small group to share our personal stories and challenges, and you know, that you guys have faced, and the strategies you actually took or employed to overcome them, and the lesson that you've learned. What a wonderful share that would be, right? If we had that. So if there's another course like this, that's what happened in chat rooms, right? In Zoom, you can all kind of share, coupled up with three or four people. So you can kind of just be vulnerable to all this and describe your personal stories and challenges. And you, of course, will be, you know, looking at listening with empathy, and you know, that's one thing that we all need to do. Sometimes we get carried away. I get too victimized when I go in the past. Sometimes I become a victim, and I know that I'm kind of there, but it's good to have that ability to step back and step back from ourselves So the questions like that we can ask: what was the significant challenge you were faced? How did you kind of feel during that experience? And what did you learn about yourself through that challenge? That's all it is. It's an experience, it's a challenge. What things can you do differently now? Don't let this lesson go. Do you need to set a boundary, or, you know, what else? It's repeating. If it's repeating, what can you now do? What do you need to do? What do you need to surrender? And then you also look at like expected outcomes, like what kind of resilience strategies and all this in the community that can happen, like to support through the shared experience from everyone there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
In the open rooms there on Zoom. Let's look. Move on to resilient building exercise. What can we do? Like, we can look at goal setting. You'll engage in exercise to set short-term and long-term goals. That, you know, that's why a group membership is really good. We can do that kind of thing in the future. Anything that specific challenges that come up for you, we can share that in a group. That's kind of, no matter where you go, it's kind of cool, right? Even when you're talking to someone, you know, guys, especially if you're, you know, if you're listening to this and you need someone to talk to, like Lifeline, you know, you will have a discussion space where, you know, you can talk and then you can fit between the spaces of thought and then you can overcome things and, you know, yeah, something called the SMART criteria, SMART strategy. You need to get very specific in everything, measurable, like achievable, relevant, and time bound. So, you know, sometimes we need a bit of help with that too. And just to articulate those clear goals. We look at expected outcomes like clarity and goal setting. What we need to keep motivated. You know, sometimes you need to design a roadmap to navigate the future challenges, and you can even go into visualization also. Everyone can practice at mentally preparing for the changes. Like you can foresee that, right? Sometimes you need. We don't foresee things enough. We need to look at what the future will be like, you know, without over catastrophizing it. And then there's always, you know, what do I do to cope from this? What's the future for me? What can I do now instead of catastrophizing and even keeping in the lower vibration? But over by visualizing something a better way, we're rising our energy to a high level. And so you need to be able to vision yourselves like being successful overcoming the obstacles in our lives. This is not your first time around. You've done this before. It's maybe some of them just need to take some changes. And then you have this expected outcomes. You have this thing, then what happens? You got the improved mental preparedness. You reduce your anxiety there and there by doing this exercise and increase confidence in handling real life situations. First, we start with, you know, with the outcome, visualizing the outcome. And then reality might be a little bit easier to take. You have more confidence in handling any life situations. There's also something like the workshops and resilience skills. We can look at that. You can put a workshop together that focuses on specific resilience skills, such as problem solving. You know, when you're in a group, you can problem solve. Emotional regulations, like come back to ourselves and, yeah, I lost it today. I really did. You know, an emotion level. Stresses, well, it was stressful, but then it wasn't because I've done this before. I managed to breathe into it. And now my other thing is to share this with you. At the moment, I'm sharing so I can get out of my head and maybe have a better sleep. There's also role playing involved, right? Mindfulness exercises, brainstorming session, talk to overcome, you know, to overcome strategies for resilience. The outcomes for that would be like everyone will leave with a toolkit of skills they can apply in their various situation, hence their resilience. We have reflection journals. This encourages everyone to maintain journals where they reflect on daily, you know, changes they face. Like I'm talking to that today, it's like a journaling here, but I'm recording it. And then how did I respond to it, right? Did I fail on that? 100%. I just took shit too personal. I really did today. We all do. No one's perfect, and I'm not going to claim to. No one's perfect. And if you try to be perfect, that's a waste of energy. Doesn't work. And also, what can you learn from, you know, the reflective journaling that you might do? So when we look at the outcomes of journaling, you know, with this journaling actually promotes like self-awareness, allowing you to track your growth in resilience. How did I over time and identify patterns in the response to challenges? Yeah, there's always support there. And sometimes, yeah, it's also good to be, you know, a guest speaker or on a podcast. I invite you to email me if you want to be a guest speaker on this area. And I'm sure that you've got a lot of things to say. And sometimes it's even good to share it live and, you know, show up for that and show up for yourself. Share your stories. What happens here? Well, real life examples can inspire you and others, and yeah, and then you'll get this really wonderful insights into life and into a resilient journey. So it wasn't that bad after all. But unless we do something like that, we're always catastrophizing or staying in a loop of anxiety and banking on anxiety, right? So now this module, like, we've gone deeper. Even by chatting, I went deeper. We went deeper and understood how resilience and confidence, and, you know, building confidence and through practical strategies, we can embrace the challenges and look for opportunities. Silver linings, always silver lining for growth, always. And supportive community, you know, you reach out to them. They will encourage you. You'll encourage them. Work together, you know, on this. Have a resilient journey. And I hope this module has really empowered you by listening and just to, you know, to cope with challenges that and to thrive through them and just developing that resilience through personal, professional, you know, on levels. Well, my friends, I'm gonna kind of wind it up soon. So, So today we dived into a topic that's so important and often overlooked: how do we build resilience for challenges and embrace those challenges? And which is similar to my last module, you know, Challenge for Change. It was called. It was a 4 modules. You can go back to some of my podcasts on YouTube or, you know, even on Spotify and iTunes and Apple. And I know that many of you, we're all struggle with anxiety, and the thought of facing this challenge can feel really daunting for us, overwhelming. But what if we knew that these challenges can actually be an opportunities for growth, right? But it's up to us to explore and shift our mindset and so we can embrace the hurdles of life that life throws towards us. We talked about resilience today, and it's the inner strength that helps us bounce back from difficulties, right? We went back in time and we faced our tough situations before and now. And when you got to look at how we respond to these tough situations, how we felt. Did we feel overwhelmed, or did we find a way to push through them? Many of us don't realize that every time we overcome a challenge, no matter how small, we're actually building our confidence levels and resilience and really compounding on that. It is a muscle. It is like a muscle. The more you exercise, the more opportunities you get to do it, to be there, the stronger. But never, never forget the lesson. You know, the lesson learned. And the stronger that our confidence and resilience becomes. Yeah, and we can always now take a moment and reflect on what challenges you've faced recently, right? Come on, go back. And most of the time, we have to be honest about it. We have to take down our masks. Really be authentic with ourselves. And really actually reflect on our challenges. What have they been for you lately? What may it be the tough ones in conversation, or you need to have a tough conversation somewhere with a friend or a work project that seems impossible? And if you can just see these challenges and turn these challenges into stepping stones, that's all they are. And when you encounter something difficult, try asking yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? What can I learn from this challenge? Now, this is a simple mindset, simple change, a simple shift in perspective can really open, you know, the world of growth for us. Friends, one technique I love to recommend is journaling. I do that all the time. And if you know, being consistent with your journaling, my podcasting is my way of journaling today. It's very powerful. It's a positive distraction from my anxiety, from my negativity. I'm going to be rebouncing, becoming resilient. And it's a very good tool for processing your thoughts and emotions. Write down your challenges, how they made you feel, and what you learned from them. You know what, over time you'll see how resilient you truly are. And then you notice that this is repeating and I can handle it. I can handle it. Just say, I can handle it. We need to remember that it's okay not to have all the answers right away. Not all the time. Not all right away. Resilience isn't about being perfect. It's about being open to learning and growing through your experiences. Life is nothing more than experiences. My friends, if you're feeling like anxious right now, just know that you're not alone. Embrace these challenges. You know, embracing these challenges isn't easy at times, but together, look, we can do this. And we can build that resilience muscle, that mental muscle. Friends, thank you for joining me today. Man, if you found this video helpful, please give us the thumbs up, you know, wherever you hear it. Join, pass it on, share the thoughts, share the comments. And don't forget to subscribe for more tips on you know, managing anxiety and building our resilience. And remember that every challenge is an opportunity in disguise. It's in disguise. And let's tackle them all together. Until next time, my friends, take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Until next episode. And blessings. And may you have a calm one. It's Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.